A little bit more noisy because it's in the car.
Oh, we on that road trip.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
Titties. Titties what? And ass. Titties what? And ass road trip.
What? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to Jaguars topless bar.
That's the way to go, man. That's an easy strip club name where you can get it based on any of those hunting cats that are associated with older women trying to prowl on younger men. You know, like we can get like a puma, like a puma's. Or jaguars, or
cougars.
There you go.
What the fuck? Lynx.
Lynx. Yeah, that's a good one.
Foxes.
What was the fucking? That's Chitara. That's not a good one. We can go off of all the Thundercats. What else we got? Fucking lion, lioness, or some shit. You know.
There
what I'm
saying? You go,
Lino. You can go with puma.
Puma. We said that right.
We said that.
I don't know.
Panthers.
Tara?
He's go Panthers, and then all of a sudden you put like the Marvel, what's that place he's from?
Wakanda?
Wakanda, yeah. You put like Wakanda texts or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Easy marketing.
Okay.
And then all the young people that grew up on Marvel movies can just be like, man, that's my strip club. I grew up with Marvel movies. And then they have very similar.
I remember the first time I saw. Coochie, it was at Pantara's.
Yeah. Think like I remember the first time I jerked off to somebody was those bald chicks from
Dude, that's a fucking good idea. Just have a bunch of bald chicks.
Yeah.
At fucking, you can't call it Wakandas. You have to call it like Wakandos or something. Wakandos strip club. Yeah, and it's just
Marvel,
those people.
Do you think Marvel actually trademarks all their shit? You think you have a trademark
every single name, every single person and group
country?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to spend millions of dollars just on trademarks alone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Got to keep all that tight.
Tight?
Tight. Oh, fuck. We did that at the same time. Yeah, man. Got to keep it tight. You know, speaking of strip clubs...
you went to one?
No.
Oh.
There's one called, what is it? Dirty Sports Grill? Topless Sports Grill?
Wait. It's a food or is it a strip club?
It's like food.
Oh, shit. The fuck what was the, that?
Was that a Klan member we just ran over?
Damn, man. My reflexes just kicked in. I didn't even fucking think about it. I just moved, swerved, avoided that horrible, horrible damage.
Wow. Okay. Dude, why are we always doing road trip podcast? We always try to hit some shit.
I don't know, man.
Fucking
I don't
always.
Try. Just there's shit on the road.
Last time we did a road trip podcast, we almost hit that. No, we didn't. We didn't hit anything. They fucking shot that giant ass tire at us.
Yeah, man. Remember that? Yeah. I was actually right before I deleted my Instagram account. I found that picture and I was like, damn, dude, I forgot that happened in that year.
Right.
It's craziness.
Right, man. Fucking ridiculous.
Got to give it to my car, though. Just took it like a champ and just took it in the window. I mean, it didn't cause any more damage except needing to replace that window.
Yeah, man. That's how
I
you do
had
it.
I could have had horrible, horrible, like, Dr. Doom shards in my face, you know?
Could put that metal mask on?
Yeah. I would have had a better looking mask, though. He's got a shitty mask.
So Dirty Sports Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
You go there for food, but
it's topless.
But yeah, the hoes are topless.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like.
So it's like Hooters is what Hooters wants to be,
yeah.
But doesn't want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a family establishment.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And so I'm like, damn. So I'm trying to get some chicken wings, and then also I see some titty wings too. I'm like, wow. But then I'm like, but the bitches in the back can't be like making the chicken wings.
No,
like, what
no,
if that
no,
shit
no,
be?
No.
Be like,
oil
deep,
splash
yeah, oil
the
splash
shit.
Them. Their titties look like Two-Face from, Batman. Like,
one titty's good, the other one's not good.
Yeah, man. Oh
man, that's an issue.
So you know, I don't think that's sanitary. I don't need a hoe leaking some titty milk in there either. But yeah.
If you really think about it, the fact that we cover up tits is kind of fucking ridiculous. We don't give a fuck that guys can just go topless wherever you go. It's like literally we both have nipples. We just have slightly different shapes of pecs areas, right? Slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Some could argue that some men and women share very similar pecs, whether it's girls that have like too much pec muscle because all the steroids they're doing,
right,
or guys are just too fat and they got man titties. I mean, you could argue that there is a gray zone where you could just be like, is that a guy or is that a girl if I just show you torso, you know? You know, so it's really weird that we're so fucking weird about titty nipple. It's really weird.
Like titty nipple.
Yeah, because if you think about it, any human could take off their shirt and the nipples are fairly similar. Now, some girls have different nipples. Like, you know, some girls have like bigger nipples and, mm-hmm, you know, whatever. I think men typically have similar size and dimensions, and women nipples can vary so much. But for the most part, nipple's a nipple, dog. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're trying to protect the youth from seeing something that they're not supposed to see, like some fucking walls, I get it. Kids see walls, they're like, why do you have, like, you know, an opening in you, right? Now, a dick's even worse. It's like you see a fucking dick, you're like, what the fuck is that thing, right?
Right.
Unless you're a little boy and you're kind of like, I have one of that. It's just not as impressive, you know? But even if you're a little girl, you're like, Jesus, what the fuck is that weird thing? Why do you have a fucking worm coming out your body, right?
Well,
right?
Is that how they look at it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, kids play in the grass and dirt. I'm just assuming that's the only thing that's they're going to associate
this,
things right away with.
Why is there a snake here?
Why is there a snake? And why is it...
That's disgusting.
Why does that snake have a mane?
Oh, fuck. Like, why is it spitting acid?
Oh, I don't know about that, dog. You're not supposed to be seeing that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, I get it. I get why you're trying to protect children, but I mean, get the fuck out of your Hooters with your family establishment bullshit.
Speaking of Hooters, we try to get into Hooters so we can see this fight. We can't fucking see it.
Dude, this fight is so hyped. It's ridiculous. I'm like, all right, man, there's one good fight.
No, that's exactly thing. Right. You said it proper. That fucking rug is going to fly out.
Yeah, man, that's why there's shit on the road that we're avoiding, because people don't tie shit down in their trucks.
Dude, the fucking freeways over here are starting to look like Mario Kart tracks.
Yeah.
Looking
yeah,
like dog. The Crash Bandicoot, yeah. What is it, Crash Team Racing
yeah.
track?
Yeah.
I was playing that yesterday with my mutant. That's a fun game, man.
Yeah, dog, I beat it. I owned it. 100% of it.
Yeah, you got...
Goddamn,
now,
man.
Now you got to do the next part. Get online and start playing it with the fucking pros.
Dude, I've been trying to do that with Splinter Cell, man. That's hard. I lose patience. I get angry.
Yeah. But anyway, so we were, you said it right. There's only one good fight on this card. And then we went to this last place right here. They're like $10 cover. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, the UFC is kind of an asshole in the way they do their pay-per-view. But we won't get into it because you guys don't give a fuck about sports.
Nah, man.
I want to talk about dicks and ass and whatever. And right,
the
eating.
The butthole pleasures.
Oh, we should have wore the shirts today, dog.
Dude, I tried. So we went to a...
Why am I going so slow?
Because people are dumb. So we went to a baby shower today.
How boring was that?
It was all right. Some of my coworkers were there. And then we did some games. I won one of them. So that was cool. I got a $10 gift card to Starbucks. So.
Oh! What the fuck was that? Jesus! My suspension will not be the same after that. What the fuck was that?
I told you,
man.
It's like a fucking Mario Kart out here.
Better test my fucking brakes and fucking tires after this. Jesus.
Jeez.
Dude, I felt that. I felt that in the floor.
Yeah. Dude, your shock hit the fucking...
Dude, man.
The wheel hit the shock.
This is fucking
retarded.
It's not
supposed to happen. Wow.
That's my train of thought. Jesus.
Yeah, I was trying not to die. My balls hit my sack.
I'm gonna have to keep remember that that's there when I drive through here.
Oh. My left one hit my right one.
They hit like metronome.
Yeah. Like those fucking two balls that you swing like that.
Click.
Yeah.
Yeah, people these days don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dog. Those are old school fucking Mexican toys that only you used to get at the swap meet.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
For
nowadays,
sure.
Kids are like iPads.
Yeah, when your grandmother used to take you to the fucking, what is it, the Chino store on the corner?
Yeah. Remember that stick, right, with the little string, and at the bottom of the string was that barrel?
Yeah.
And you had to swing it, and it landed on the stick?
Yeah.
Kids don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Kids are like, what, do you grow up in the Stone Age? Did you have to avoid a dinosaur while playing that game? Kids these days don't know what the fuck we're talking about. They're like, you had to literally move something that was tied to a stick?
What fucking Family Guy had a good skit about that, because they're like, I think Stu was like, you can make any dumb shit popular again. He's like, watch. He's like, here's a ball and a cup. And then I think Brian was doing it. He was just started playing with it. Stu was like, what is that? He's like, oh, this is just a ball and a cup. He's like, well, I want to play. He's like, no, you can't have it. He's like, well, I want it though. He's like, exactly. And then, yeah, they sold that idea or some shit like that. But yeah, man, people don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think they do.
Boski's like, I remember fucking Boski going to the...
Boski knows what the fuck we're talking about, yeah.
He's like, yeah, Mexican shit. Damn, that man got close to you.
Yeah, dog, we're on the death freeway. This is what
yeah,
this one is.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. This is a Star Road course on Mario Kart.
Yeah, man, that's why I'm trying to get the fuck out of it as quickly as possible.
But anyway, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about, because that near death
experience.
Oh, yeah, the baby shower. Yeah, it was cool. I won a game. Got a $10 gift card over there. And they're like, so when are you having babies? I'm like, fuck you.
You're like, when they, you're like, you better hope that it happens before they make a male birth control, because I'm on that list to get on that.
I'm right on there. I'm the test subject. Like, might make your colon explode. Well, fuck it. We got to take.
I had a good life.
We got to take it.
It was a good run.
Remember me as a hero.
Jesus, I'm about to get cramped between these two cars.
Yeah. No, go between this giant one who's coming over and this guy with the trailer who's coming over onto the carpool lane.
Oh, this fuck, is like that scene. It. Have you ever seen Matrix Reloaded? When they're like, don't fuck. Go on the freeway. It's and not good.
And
it's
then the fucking
dangerous.
Squid twins come out there.
Yeah. And then all like of a that. Sudden, hijinks ensue. Yeah, this is what's going on right now.
Yeah. This is not, you're not lying. You're not lying. You're not a lion. That's for sure. See what I did there?
I see. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, see? But yeah, it was cool.
Cat joke.
They had some food. Got some food.
Were you the only guy there?
No, there was other people there. Oh,
what
shit.
The fuck, yo?
Shit.
What are you trying to do? Trying to fuck in my fucking seat here? What's
no,
going
no,
on?
I was
like,
trying to put it back, and it went back a little
too
far.
Trying to get dome in here? I'm not going to give you dome, dog. Relax, all right? I'm driving.
No, no.
Like, you just sort of like, yeah, I'm used to this. Here, let me just see this back.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
You know what happens
That's
now.
That's not how this is going, dog. I'm driving. I got fucking phone on one leg. I got the recorder on the other leg. I got fucking a mic in my hand. This is very unsafe. I have my fucking wheel on the other
hand.
Right.
We're fine. Trust you completely with this head.
Oh.
No. Those. She had some of her family there, and some of my coworkers from work were there, and it was cool.
I often feel like baby showers when people invite a male to the baby showers, I feel like that's sometimes a hijinks for people to be like, bring me presents.
We did bring presents.
You have to bring presents.
I was just going to get a gift card, but Black Mister Girl was like, no, you can't do that. You got to bring a whole gift. That's my new impression of her.
That cadence?
You got to bring a whole gift. I was like... I was just going to go by Target because she's registered at Target. So, no, you can't do that. You gotta bring an actual gift. What kind of bullshit is that? I was like,
Oh, by the way, I should slowly step backwards in my previous comment and say, when Boski and his wife invited us over to their place for the baby shower. Remember, we did go over there. Remember? I'm sure it wasn't. I took that as like a cool thing because I, in my mind, was the first to know. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go. So I know it wasn't for presents.
Did we even bring gifts?
Yeah, we did, motherfucker. Yeah, we did. Remember, we bought a whole bunch of diapers. By the way, life tip for you guys. If you're going to a baby shower, bring fucking diapers. You know why? Because they always fucking need them because babies shit and piss all the time.
Yeah, that's what we ended up getting. We got diapers and we
all
got some...
Time.
Some practical shit that Black Mystery Girl got, and then I pulled out I got a nice little outfit for him, and I was like, oh my god, it's so fucking cute, and
that's that mindset right
there.
That gets you in trouble.
I met the dude who got her pregnant. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on there?
Whoa,
what the fuck is going on there?
That's a car fire, yo. That's what that is. That's a lot of fire.
That's a whole lot of fire.
That or, like, somebody got in an accident and, like, a radiator exploded and it's just burning on a manifold. I mean, good thing that's not on the freeway, because if that was on the freeway right now, dude, we would be on the freeway for another 50 minutes.
Wow. And then I saw the dude who got her pregnant. I was like,
the dude who got her pregnant?
Yeah.
And you worked with her?
Yeah, we worked with her.
Oh, okay. So what about the dude that got her pregnant?
I was like, because I met him before when we went out for drinks. And I was like, I don't remember you looking like this. I remember you completely different. I remember you. I remember you. I don't know who you are. I remember you completely different. I remember you like as a whole nother person. I was like, is this the same dude you've been with? I don't know. And then I asked like Mr. Girl. I'm like, hey, like, do you remember the dude? This dude? And she was like, no, I don't remember that guy at all. He looks completely different in my head. And I was like, okay, I just want to make sure that I wasn't the only one. And yeah, so, but apparently it was that dude. So everybody else was like, no, it was that guy. I'm like, okay. I thought he was a big burly black guy for some reason. I don't know. But
what is he now?
Big fat Mexican dude. So I don't know. I mean, hey, that, I mean, I might have been tired. Hey, look, man, it's Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, that's Jaguars?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right by Knights Inn.
Dude, I hear that's a fucking drug front.
Oh, yeah. That's where you take your hooker. And so people are like, are you going through Grand Theft Auto right now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we are. Yeah. This is the fucking place right here. This is back our old hood.
Fuck.
Ugh. This is our old hood, dog. This is our old hood.
Yeah. Want to get rid of a body? Let's go.
No,
I guess. So, yeah, man. And, and yeah, so apparently that was that dude. I was like, yeah, you just look different than I remember you. But okay. And so, yeah, it was cool. Good time. But yeah, got a gift card. That was cool. And I was...
How much is the gift card for?
$10, I think.
For what?
I think for Starbucks.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go.
You can buy exactly 2.5 drinks.
That's right. I'm going to get 2 small ones, and maybe I'll make it out
this
to...
This motherfucker... Why are you in this fucking lane? It's the fastest one! Fuck! Sorry.
Yeah, we might have bad road rage.
I am pretty bad when I'm on the way to work. Especially on the way home from work, because on the way home from work, I'm looking to not be anywhere but home. So when people just get in the way, I'm a little upset. There's a bread factory near here. In the mornings, when I used to drive through here back in the day, my old job, you used to drive through here.
Oh, yeah, he's smelling
right now. Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. My fat fuckness is like, yeah, sweet bread. Oh, it's like it's a big name company. What's that? What's a big name bread company?
Wonder Bread.
Might be Wonder Bread, actually. Or it's one of those.
It's what the poor people eat.
It's one of them, but that's white bread, right?
Yeah.
Wonder Bread is essentially like the American
bleach
cheese of breads. Like, it's the least nutritious,
yeah,
shittiest fucking bread, but it's great if you're broke.
Yep.
That's what that is.
Yeah,
it's,
man,
like not the American cheese. What's that?
Government cheese.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. My dad and Black Mystery Girl's dad apparently had that. Her family.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Well,
she had
that
too
back in the day.
Like that.
Yeah, dog.
I think that might be why I don't have it.
Oh,
I don't like cheese.
I like how this freeway is the most narrowest freeway, and there's whole tires sitting on the fucking freeway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There sure was. There sure was.
Oh, is a tattoo expo coming up, dog? Let's
yeah, man,
go.
I told you. That's what I'm like, Mr. Girl. I'm trying to get at least 3 tattoos.
You're like, I'm trying to get Charizard picking on a Squirtle.
No. I'm trying to get Charizard just banging Giovanni.
Wow. Aggressive.
Hey, man. That's how we're...
Aggressive.
No, I'm trying to get Giovanni banging Mewtwo.
Wow. Even more aggressive. It's like, this is what he wanted all along.
Yeah. And then Mew's just in the back holding the camera.
Jesus. That's dark.
Hey,
that,
man,
is not what the Game Freak intended.
It is. That's what they wanted. Dude, I read a whole bunch of dirty stuff that Game Freak intended, and I was like, wow, you people...
What do you mean?
You people need help. Like, it was like not 30. Some of the stuff was 30. It was like 15 changes that Pokemon had to make to Pokemon when it came over here to America. And one was like, yeah, and one like on the card, on the picture of the card, for it had like Misty kissing a Star You or something, or Star Me. Like, she's completely naked. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, we should have that card here. And then they're like, yeah, by the way, Misty's 14 in Pokemon. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yo, that's the most disturbing part.
I was like, N-word what? I was like, oh, okay. My whole life's been a lie. I'm like, so why all you cosplay hoes cosplaying and sexualizing a 14-year-old girl, yo?
Japanese culture seems to be really into young girls for some reason.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay.
You know what's famous for that, too, is there's a guy on YouTube that has a series on this where they have, like, Japanese versions of Yu-Gi-Oh cards
mm-hmm.
and the American versions and how they're censored.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a ton. It's a lot of cards.
Yeah.
A lot of images.
Oh, speaking of Yu-Gi-Oh, man, the dude I play at work, I just owned that dude this last week.
You guys are playing at work or what?
Yeah. And I was like, man, I just owned this dude. I sent him to the Shadow Realm. He was like, why are you so good? Because I'm like, Battle City rules, motherfucker. You don't understand.
That's what I grew up with.
That's what I grew up with. He's like, oh, pendulum monsters. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. I can tell you what, though, it's gay. You know what always gonna win? Battle City rules. It's like normal rules, except fuck those normal rules. These are serious hitter rules. And he's like, what, you're getting real aggressive about this. I'm like, yeah, because I'm a hitter. You're gay.
You're like Shadow Realm, bitch.
Yeah.
Shadow Realm. Tune cards.
That's right. I'm like, have all these tune cards. Also, have this.
We should come here, this indoor racetrack place.
You know where the old Kmart is?
No.
In Tolleson?
There's a Kmart in Tolleson? Oh, yeah. I forget that's Tolleson. Yeah.
They turned that into a go-kart track.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go to that.
We should go to that.
I wonder if Fishy's over there still.
Wow.
No, wow. No ill will, by the way. Airport office park, huh?
Speaking of fish, that's what I used to beat that dude. I used a fish card.
The fuck is a fish card?
A fish Yu-Gi-Oh card. Oh. You hit the water creature. You couldn't beat my water creature. That's what's up. But yeah,
I guess,
man. Yeah, so there you go. There's that.
Need some coffee.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. You said you needed food, too.
Hey, oh, man. We should go to this new tattoo shop I found out. I tell you, I found a good one here in Glendale.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like a pretty decent one, dog. But I want to talk to a couple of the artists, because I might have them finish up Clusterfuck's work here.
Because
I'm not going all the way to fucking Cali anymore.
You can finally get that... That Pokemon tattoo you always wanted.
Yeah, man. I've always wanted our Lord and Savior Arceus. What the fuck that his name is.
Get that let's see, what's a really random one people wouldn't understand?
I want Togepi.
Togepi
coming out of the egg.
Togepi going down on Misty.
Wow. Okay, wow. Now everything's gotta be going down on Misty, dog. Which, by the way...
Appropriately 18 and over, Misty. Let me make that clear right now.
Which, by the way, funny enough, like, there is some sexual innuendos with Pokemon. Like, all you guys should go look up... go Google search Cloyster. It's like C-L-O... I don't know. I can't spell while I'm driving. But Cloyster, I want you everybody to actually go and do it. Because if you go and Google Pokemon Cloyster, you tell me what that looks like.
That's gonna be the Photoshop for this week. Your
how
face
are we
has
put our
to
heads in that?
Your face has to be the inside of it, and my face is gonna be right below it. I'll show you. I'll show
you
that. Yeah,
show it to me, but
it'll work.
Yeah, Cloyster is the most inappropriate Pokemon.
That was just
ever.
Like another one, like the Pokemon Muk.
Yeah, Muk is fucking disgusting too.
Yeah, and I was like, that's crazy.
There's a few of them like that where you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. And people are like, I don't get it. Well, because they were like, so Ekans is snake backwards. And Arbok is cobra backwards. And I was like, oh, that's really creative. But Muk is cum backwards.
How backwards, how fucked up would it be if he, and by the way, he looks like a giant sludge of thing, of something.
Of
except
nut.
He's like black or gray or some shit. How fucked up would it be if it was white?
Yeah.
That's what they should have made the shiny version. Like, wait, what?
It's like, muck, use Harden. I think he does use Harden.
Ugh.
I can't get through. He's just so sticky. That's funny. That's hilarious. Damn, son. Just cut that person off.
Yeah, that motherfucker knows who I am. I'm the ruler of all of these fucking streets.
I mean, yeah,
I'm not in the right car for it, but you get what I'm saying.
You still don't care, right? You...
I still have the fucking card. Anyways.
Yeah, man.
We're still 11 minutes. Dude, we've been driving forever now, and I'm still 11 minutes out.
It's not too bad, man. It's not too bad. Doing good.
I've also been Wonganing the fuck out of this freeway.
Yeah, man. So, as you know, I go to work.
You what?
I go to work.
Yeah, you know, you occasionally.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Because I like things.
What do you work, dude? You work like 50 hours a week, don't you, at least?
Yeah, probably. I probably work about 50 hours. Because I did 40. I did 6 last night. 6? Yeah. So, yeah, around pretty close to 50. Yeah. Yeah, man. I gotta make that money.
I should get a part-time job. I should get a part-time job doing something fun. Like, what's something fun I could do?
Selling dick.
That would be kind of fun.
You're like,
well,
so,
until you get a fucked up order. Like, what if it's some, like, 85-year-old lady who's like, I haven't gotten off in a long time. And you're like, oh, what package did you pay for?
You know, the extreme package, like, fuck.
Like, around the world, oh, fuck.
You're like, fuck. Hey, all right, lube up those fruity pebbles. There I come.
It's like, sign this waiver, because I might break your hip.
Like, oh, it feels like... feels like Cinnamon Toast Crunch down here. Without the milk, it's just all rubbing on each other.
Feels like cinnamon. That's gross. That's gross.
So sandy.
Dude, I put so many miles in my car today. I think I've... Anyways.
Yeah, man. But, yeah. Oh, I was saying... So I started listening to podcasts, and it's really hard for me to find a good podcast I like.
Why?
Because fucking a lot of podcasts just irritate the fuck out of me.
Why?
I'm glad you asked me why, because I made a list of the reasons why. It took me a long time to figure out why the fuck don't I like a lot of podcasts. Like, I listen to Bill Burr.
Oh, you don't like Bill Burr's podcast?
No, I said I do. I listen to that, and I'm like, this is great. I like it. I'm cool.
I usually only listen to his Thursday ones.
Because
he does a lot of sports shit. And I'm like, all right, man. I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. See, so the things I hate about podcasts, I had to make a list because I wasn't going to remember. People who are clearly reading from a script.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like... And you're saying, well, you know, they got to write down, like, you guys write stuff down sometimes. Yeah, to remember. Like, I got to remember shit. Like, we just go off the top of our heads and shit. But also, I know there's a point I got to make somewhere along the lines. But, yeah, like, when somebody has a whole fucking script down and they're reading it, and then the murder happened, and then this happened. Like, what the fuck? Man, if I wanted to read a book, then I would just go to, what is it, that one that lets you hear books online?
Audible.
Yeah, Audible. There you go.
We should start doing ads for all those. Actually pay for this podcast to pay for itself.
Hey, man, you want a fucking book? Get this, listen to this book, man. It's fucking good. That's how I do my sponsorships.
We have to work on that. I don't think they're going to pay us for that.
Hey, man, you like fucking sexy books?
Sexy books? You want to read that 50 Shades shit, get off on it,
yeah,
bite, jerk
you
off,
like,
flick the Huckleberry Hound?
Yeah, you like touching the Huckleberry Hound? You like flicking the man on the canoe?
Yeah.
You like melting, what did I call it? You like baking the honey-baked ham?
Baking the honey-baked ham, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
You like glazing the honey-baked ham all alone?
Glazing the honey-baked ham. That's a good one.
Yeah. You like glazing it all alone in your room? Listen to the nice sounds coming from this book called Vampire Kingdom number 7. It has everything you love. Vampires, dicks,
kingdoms,
tight vaginas.
Damn, they go into that, huh?
Yeah. Choking, biting on bitches' necks.
Yeah.
More choking. Yeah. More choking. And
get lost in the moment and shit.
Yeah, cream pies.
Pie life. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should just do an obnoxious sticker that just says hashtag pie life. That'll get motherfuckers' attention.
And just throw them on everybody's random vehicle.
Yeah, just throw them on street posts and fucking fire hydrants. So when a firefighter is trying to save a life, he takes a second and he's like, oh, fuck, that's funny. I'm going to have to scan this QR code after I'm done taking down this house.
Hey, maybe that's what we got to do. We got to, you know what we got to do?
What?
I'll get back to my list right now in a second. What we got to do, we got to make stickers, then put them on semi-trucks. Because semi-trucks go all over America.
Yeah, but those motherfuckers are going to notice if you have like a 4-foot sticker on them.
No, it can't be a 4-foot sticker. It has to be like a, you know, a 2x2.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're on the car right now, we're not going to see a 2x2 sticker.
Well, because they go to truck stops and like and different places, like gas stations. Somebody's going to be like, oh, hey, that's funny. I wonder what the fuck that is.
You know, truckers would actually be a good market to get into because those dudes need something to listen to.
Yeah, he'll listen all day. He'll be like, oh man, those guys suggested Vampire Kingdom number 7. That sounds like a good one. I do like cream pies and choking hookers. That seems above it. Yeah, that's definitely aggressive. What I like. Yay, man. Truckers like choking hookers. That's their prerogative. They want to choke a hooker.
It's my prerogative. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh, and then
cut me off. Why not?
Yeah, he's only in a motorcycle. Oh, you know what else I hate?
What?
Number 2.
Why are signs red out here? Aggressive.
That's interesting. Oh, but yeah, but man, people reading from scripts, that irritates me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Because like I was listening to this one about conspiracy theories, and then it was with some other dude and a lady, and they're just going back and forth, but they were like clearly reading from it. And I'm like, can you just like talk, like we're talking now?
I'll turn on red, fool.
Wow, that man's trying to die. But yeah, man. So I was like, I hate that. All right, this is something we do sometimes, but it's for comical effect.
Okay.
We use people who use radio voice.
Yeah. Ooh. Welcome to WE4545, where we have the best hits and sounds.
Yeah, man. Because I was listening to another one that was telling me stories about mythology and shit. You know, I'm into that history shit. The dude was talking like this. He's like, do you love history like I do? I'm like,
dude. Steve, do you love history as much as I do?
Yeah.
Listen to Audible. Use our code for 50% off.
Yeah, I was like, hey, come on, man. You don't talk like that.
You don't? I do all the time. Hello, can I have a strawberry kiwi milkshake? Thank you, yeah, Karen. Man.
Karen, would you come to my room for some fellatio?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Karen, thank you for your number. I will call you later today. Yeah. Welcome to movie... Wait, wrong one.
Dude, that Hooters is popping off, too. Look at this little line coming
out. Everybody's trying to fight. Oh, maybe we watched a fight off the... Or just in the parking lot.
That might not be a bad idea. But yeah, man. And then third one, maybe some people might say we do, but we never really... have a clear point. People who take too long to get to the point.
We should turn here.
Because, Black Mystery Girls podcast about murder, they go beat around the bush so fucking much. Well, about the murder.
That's the genre, though, right? Like, same thing with, oh, this motherfucker does not want me to pass him. Go ahead, motherfucker. Go ahead, Ridge Racer. Hurry the fuck up. Jesus. I'm going to follow you just to fucking piss you off. Anyways, yeah, a lot of those places need to, like, elongate it because if you're, like, conspiracy theory guy and you got to try to, yeah, stay in my blind spot, motherfucker. Stay in my blind spot. I don't got anywhere to go. Piece of shit, MR2.
Yeah, but they don't, I know they're talking about it and you should talk about the subject, but they're not talking about the subject at all. They're like, oh, so, yeah, this guy got murdered. But also, Karen, so what did you feed your fish earlier? I'm like... What? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, oh, gay dude, did you have some good dick later? I'm like, what? Like, I want to know about the murder, not about you people having dick. Like, I don't need to know that. So, yeah, man. So there's a few things I hate. What gets on your nerve about fucking shit like that?
I'm just very selective with the podcast, man. I have a few that I like. I have a few that I don't like. Mine, because I tend to listen to them when I'm doing projects or in traffic. I like long form shit, so I don't mind it. A lot of mine is background shit. But, you know, like, I listen to Rogan. A lot of people listen to fucking Rogan. My thing with Rogan is I'm over his comedian podcast. Like, I know far more about comedy than I should know for someone who doesn't do it. But I guess maybe it's good for this podcast. I don't know. I tend to skip those unless it's the people I like. But I don't have a lot of complaints because I don't listen to a lot of shit. I just listen to the shit I like. And after that, I'm not listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, you know what? I'm like literally going to this motherfucker's house and I need to find. I don't think. Do you have any cash on you?
No, that's why I didn't want to give it to a man. Let's see. Look for a bank?
Yeah, I looked at one right near here. It should be fairly.
But yeah, man, so I don't know. That was just on my mind the other day. And I was like, fucking. These guys are terrible. Some of these people are terrible. I don't know how you get your audible fucking. Your audible things.
I'm going to try to count money right now, but I literally can't have a phone in one leg, a recorder on the other leg.
I say, you're doing a lot, man. You're doing a lot.
Mic on one hand and the wheel on the other and count money. Am I count money in my mouth? Fuck
don't,
that.
Don't put that in your mouth.
Fuck that. There's got to be one around here somewhere. There's one every corner.
Yeah, you just passed one.
Did I?
Yeah.
There's got to be another one this way.
Oh, there's going to be one on your left up here.
Sweet. Perfect. Like how far?
In the fries.
In the fries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pro fucking status. Anyways. Hey, yeah, I hear you, dog. I don't appreciate that either. There's a lot of bullshit in podcasts. There's also a lot of podcasts, like, right? Like, I can't tell which of those two overly loud cars is winning that shit race.
Both of them, because they're both going to suck each other's dicks right now.
I think the podcast game is a little interesting now because now the podcast game is equivalent to... Are you sure about this?
Pretty sure.
Like, what kind of bank did you search? My bank?
Chase.
Anyways.
Or did I?
I was going to say, I don't see any signage here. But anyways, podcasting is now like YouTubing. Like, anybody can do it and everybody is doing it. And there's just too many of them. So that's one of our issues as well. Is like, nobody's going to find our fucking podcast because there's just too many fucking podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're looking at a podcast that is an hour long, it's hard to commit to something like that. And I feel like we're a slow burn. It takes a while for you guys to really get into the groove with us.
Hey man, once we
get popping though, you know what I'm saying?
Never mind, there's not one here.
I knew it.
Because I clicked on it. It says permanently closed.
Usually, find another one. Usually they whore out their names everywhere.
Wow.
They do.
Wow.
They do. They do.
Okay. All right. All right. Hold on.
You made me come in here.
Now I gotta leave. I'm not going to make you come anywhere near me.
If you don't fucking hurry up, I'm just going to.
You're going to show me?
I'm just going to whip it out.
All right. So let's.
Making me go back? What's making me go?
Thank you.
What kind of weird ass zigzag bullshit is that?
See, I'm so confused.
What, you got an Apple? What, you got an Apple iPhone and shit? iPhone always has terrible fucking directions. It's like, yeah, go to California to go to this burger joint next door.
Dude, how do you get out of this place?
I'm going to have to call upon the power of Dormammu to get the fuck out of here. It's my prerogative. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. All right, where the fuck am I going, dog?
All right, turn left when you get on the main street again. Let's see. Yeah, do that.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. So anyways, now when we get done with this errand, is there a fucking median here?
No. Oh, no, I think it wants you to turn right.
Turn right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now, we got to know this errand. I wanted to show you a picture of this fucker I saw at Walmart. And I want you to describe him to these people. Because, yeah, I did that weird thing when I took a picture of somebody out in public. Because this right here, I won't even tease it. I'll tell you right now. I saw this motherfucker, and I saw him. And the only thing that came to mind is, if I had a daughter, okay, and she brought this motherfucker home, I would have to have a stroke. I would have a stroke. I'm gonna show you right now what this motherfucker look like. You're gonna be like, wow. And this is one of this is a fear I have, guys. This is a fear of having children. Because if I have a daughter, dog, she brings home this motherfucker or any motherfucker that's like this motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
I might have an issue. I might kill a motherfucker. I might. That's why if I had a kid, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking about this after seeing this fuckface at Walmart. I was thinking about this. I might have to have two kids if I ever have a daughter. If I ever plan to have a daughter, right? I'd mm-hmm. almost have to have a boy first. I know you can't control it, but I have to look at my wife and be like...
Be on your left side.
I'm going to have to look at my wife and be like, you think of a boy every second for the next 9 fucking months.
So as you nut, you're like, oh, this is a boy.
It's a boy. I think it depends on how strong you shoot it out. If it's like 75 miles an hour and above, that's a male sperm. If it's under 75 and it's a slower sperm, that's a female sperm. Don't look at me, ladies. This is science, okay?
See, I would assume...
Left or right? Where the fuck am I going?
Went straight. I would attest...
This is science. Look it up.
Look at all these hoodlums.
If it's a strong, powerful... Like, if you girls in the inside feel a little push, like a little punch down there, that's a boy sperm.
I would attest... Black Mystery Girl got mad at me for using words that weren't in my vocabulary normally. Like
What were you using? You were like, I was theorizing.
No, I said the cusp.
The cusp?
Yeah.
Why do women listen to fucking music in their cars like they're deaf? I can hear your music.
What kind of home music is this? Let's see. Oh, fuck. I hate this song.
Sing it along, dog. Sing along.
I need 8-inch dick. That's good pipe. The worst part of that song is that one.
Am I going straight?
Yeah, keep going straight. That you took the Yin Yang Twins song. How the fuck are you gonna just shit on the Yin Yang Twins like that?
Yeah, remember the Yin Yang Twins? That was the club of the day music.
Yeah, and then these ratchet hood rats. Just fucking gonna shit on it, talking about dick. Like, listen, how many baby mamas got pregnant from that song? They didn't mean for you people to fucking
use it to twerk.
Filthy whores.
Oh, so back to my point. I was thinking, I'm like, look, man, if I had a child, all right, if I planned to have children, right,
mm-hmm.
I would almost have to have a boy first, raise that motherfucker to be like an alpha motherfucker. Ooh, look, camera's here. And then that way, if when I had a daughter, and she brought home some fucking loser like that, I would just have to look at him a certain way, and he'd know. He'd know what to do. I'm not saying what he would do. I'm just saying he'd know. Prepare him.
See, I would attest that if it's 75 and above of the nut comes out, that's probably going to be a girl. That's why women can't drive, because
they're always going fast
for no fucking reason whatsoever.
I think my research might be accurate, dog. I think you're just assuming shit. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. She goes...
This cane. Go steal his cane. And beat him with it.
This is the weirdest looking bank ever.
Dude, this looks like it's the first fucking bank that's ever popped up.
Yeah, it does. It looks really freaking weird. Where are we? Like in the old,
old town.
Old, man. We're going to get shot up here. Here, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Drive through. Are you counting your money? What are you doing? Oh, you're done, huh? All right. Let's get this money. I'm going to pause this bitch.
Dirty as shit.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
done with his errand.
Yeah.
But for you guys, it's a seamless transition. Seamless. Like it never happened. I should have never even acknowledged it.
Shouldn't have. That means it. No time would have elapsed at all. It's all good. Wow, all right, these people are going very quickly.
Yeah, right. Here's two pictures of this dude. I want you to describe these people. This dude, to these people on the nice podcast listeners.
Oh.
You can zoom in, by the way.
Yeah, I was
trying not to like take an obvious picture of this fucking weirdo.
Oh, fuck.
Describe this fucking degenerate.
Okay, so you know Eminem from 8 Mile? Because everybody has that idea in their head. All right, Eminem from 8 Mile, except he has... let's see, how do I describe this? Tights on, like an elf would wear. because they're red and green. Then he has a polo shirt on that's black, but it's too big for him. It goes down past his ass. He has a tan hat on. You know, it's one of those, like, generic versions of, like, Louis Vuitton or some shit like that. And then he has some gold chains on and some goofy black shoes on. Then he has a goofy-ass tattoo. Looks like a cross.
Yeah, that's exactly
and,
what it
and,
is.
And fuck, he looks just like a goofy, goofy fucking excuse for a person. And, fuck. Just a whole useless person.
So you hit a couple of points that really irked me the most. So he's got, first of all, he's got those generic ass tattoos like Justin Timberlake, not Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber had for a while, where it's like the random tattoo in the random part of your body with a random insignia that's supposed to mean something super deep that only you know but want to tell everybody about. Mm-hmm. Then the one thing that it's hard to see from that picture is that, first of all, he's got a fucking ridiculous I think I got money chain and watch on.
Yeah, yeah, they're both
like
gold.
Ridiculous. Like,
yeah, they're both
like
gold.
You know you're fake. Those are fake.
Yeah.
All right. Secondly, the one thing that's hard to tell from the pictures is that everything that he's got on is actually like supposed to be a name brand thing. Even the fucking elf looking pants, they're all like his hat is like got the Louis Vuitton symbols all over it. The shirt is a brand name thing. Even the pants, I think, somehow had like an insignia of like a big name, big fashion thing. He's got pants that are far too tight for a man to wear. And then he's just a scrawny looking dude. Like, not, I mean, nationality aside. Like, my thing is, like, this is the shit I hate the most, which way are you going? We're going west. This is the shit I hate the most is this idea of like this is like a entitled, like I've got too much money and I'm self-important kind of shit. I can't stand that, dude. Like Justin Bieber's early days of like pissing in people's like mops, like all that shit. I cannot stand that shit. I can't stand it. I can't stand that whole like I have to wear everything that has a name brand shit on it. Like, and it's not even like I bust Boski's balls about it because he loves Nike, right? But this is different. This is, I have high name, high fucking falutin brands on. Like, I've got Versace, and I've got Louis Vuitton, and I've got all this on one outfit. In one outfit with my giant gold watch and giant gold chain, which, by the way, you can't tell from the picture, but the chain all had like diamonds on it or some shit. Like, I'm sure they're fake, but they had each little link in the chain had a little fake diamond on it. And then he's got a giant, like, I don't know what, like baseball size cross on his fucking chain.
Man,
like,
it's,
the whole thing is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, man, it's definitely something.
And I saw this motherfucker at Walmart, and I just thought, if I had a daughter, and this motherfucker brought this guy home, if she brought this guy home, I would know one thing for sure. I failed as a parent. I failed. I might have to commit suicide. Just go Sebaku in my fucking office. Just
wow,
just straight knife to the stomach. And just slice to the right. Just fuck it.
Just,
I failed, dog. As a parent, you forgo your life and to develop a proper creature that is supposed to function properly in society and be able to make good judgments to continue your bloodline with, to be in a better spot than you are in this current world, all right? And if that's what she has chosen, I have failed as a father.
Yeah, you're not wrong, man. I would have slapped you just for being like, what the fuck do you do?
What you would have gotten is a call from the wife, and she would have been like, Ruben, I have news. And you would have just been like, based on your tone, I know what happened. Tell me where we have to bury his ashes.
Like, well, I already know. He wanted me to spread his ashes in the one place he was truly happy. Like, oh, he told you to take it up to a mountain. The fuck? He said take it to the strip club.
He's like, it has to be an 2-for-1 drink nights.
Yeah.
You want it to be spread on the actual stage.
I'm like, by the way, the mountain is a big titty bitch at the strip club.
I don't know if she's going to let me spread his ashes on her, but...
It's going to be a surprise. I'm like, here's your tip. Surprise!
But yeah, man, I saw that kid at Walmart and I was like, I gotta take a picture of this fucker for the podcast. I have to. As disrespectful as that is, I had to. I saw this kid and I don't know why I made that connection. Maybe it's like my biological clock that's like, hey, motherfucker, you wanna put out that seed to something more useful than fucking toaster strudeling bitches? No, seed. No, I don't. Because I don't wanna be in that situation, okay? I don't want to be seeing these little fuckers with this Louis Vuitton. First thing I do is smack that hat off the little fucker's head and be like, don't disrespect me by wearing a hat inside my house, even though I really don't give a fuck. I would just do it anyways. Just to make that little fucker sweat.
Just so he knows, right?
Yeah, and then I'm going to point him to a giant Atlas stone that's outside of my house. Wow. That by now has been covered by moss. But I live in the desert, so it's probably like scorpions. And then I'll be like, yo, when you can carry that and put it above that giant chalice that you see in my front yard.
Wow.
That's when you can date my daughter.
Some Spiral of the Dragon shit, but okay.
Yeah. Wait, I shouldn't stay on this road. Yeah, man. That's my point. Mm-hmm. That's my point. So, that's what I incurred. And that's what I came across at Walmart. And I just felt like I had to share it with the world.
I mean, yeah, that kind of brings me into, I finished what the next thing I was going to talk about, which was the, I watched the second part of the R. Kelly documentary.
Oh, I haven't even seen the first one. Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it's on Hulu.
Oh.
You got to watch it. Yeah, it's good. The second part, I thought they had more information. Didn't really have much more information.
Yeah, like he's just been pissing on chicks.
Yeah, and then I was like, yo, you guys didn't really have much more information than the original set of information you had. But okay, sure. Let's go with that. And then they were... some people were like, yeah, he still has my daughters over there. They're being brainwashed by R. Kelly to say this stuff. And I was like... brainwashed is a strong word.
What do you think? Barf Kelly is like... Mr. Fucking Captain, what's his name? What? The guy that fights Dormammu.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, and he just has abilities to mesmerize bitches.
Yeah, man. I was like, brainwashed? I was like, so he got to fucking...
Third eye?
Yeah, and he just like, this is the remix to Ignition. They're like, oh, I'll do whatever you want. Like, okay, hold the fuck up. Like, I don't think so.
Little did you know, man, R. Kelly's music is like those flute sounds for those cobras. You know, it just mesmerizes hoes.
I was like, how about, like, these bitches were dumb, and you're a bad parent. How about we just get to the fucking point? How about we say that? Let's call it what it is. Because they're like, oh, yeah, people blame the parents. And other people are like, we shouldn't blame the parents. I'm like, no, fuck that. We should. We definitely should. Because who the fuck would send their daughter, 14-year-old daughter, to the R. Kelly concert, 13-year-old daughter, to the R. Kelly concert by themselves, and then be like, oh, yeah, R. Kelly wanted to meet him after the show. I'm sure everything will be fine. R. Kelly wanted to take our 13-year-old daughter to the fucking hotel room. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Dude.
Bitch, he has a song about a hotel room and what happens in said hotel room. Are you fucking retarded or are you just a little retarded? Because, like, I don't know which one you are, but it's one. It's one of them, that's for sure. So, yeah, man. And then one of the, like, I don't know, it was like a record producer executive. He was like, yeah, no, you should blame the parents. I was like, they're like, why? He's like, because all the parents are like, well, we don't know where our kids are all the time. He's like, that's some bullshit. He's like, look, I'm a record producer. I travel all over the country. He's like, you know what? I don't even tell my mom where I'm at most of the time. and her bitch ass knows where I'm at all the fucking time. And I'm like, you're damn right. I don't tell my mom where I'm at anywhere. And she's like, so you're just not going to come home today, huh? She's like, all right, see if I don't change the fucking locks. And I'm like, huh, okay. So I'm like, and that dude was like a 45-year-old record producer. And he seemed like he was fed up with his mom shit. And I'm like, me and you are friends. So I was like, I kind of see his point. I was like, I definitely see his point. His mom's probably like 75 years old, bugging the shit out of himself. So, hey, man, bro, I see your point. So, yeah, we definitely should blame the parents. Shitty-ass parents. And then somebody else was like, hey, yo, your daughter is, like, one, either underage or, you know, still with R. Kelly, or is, like, 18 now or whatever. Why don't you just go over there, storm in R. Kelly's house, and take your daughter? He's like, well, you know, she's 18 now. She's her own person, so she's free to do what she does. I'm like, so, yo, man, why are you on this documentary for an hour? And why did I just sit here and listen to your story of you trying to get her back when you said she can go on and do whatever the fuck she want to do? And I was like, you stupid. You stupid, too. Fuck, you stupid. Yeah. So, had some good parts and some other parts. I was like, man, these people are really stupid. But yeah, so
yeah, I definitely
check it out though.
I never understood. Joey Diaz often talks about his days of going to concerts and like there's always stories of the band wanting to bring chicks to the back, and like the chicks are there on a date with their boyfriends, and the bouncers are like, no, just her. It's like, wait. What do you think? The band, don't be stupid, ladies. What do you think the band wants you to go in the back for? Because they thought you were just so stunning and you gave them inspiration for the next song and they wanted to meet you? Like, what do you think is they want from the back?
Yeah,
like, what are you going to need from the back? And why isn't your boyfriend allowed to go with you?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's one where I guess the mom hadn't seen her daughter in a long time because she was staying with R. Kelly. And then she was like, yeah, and then so we really want to see our daughter, and we knew she was going to be at our concert, or the R. Kelly concert. So what we did was we, as people, bought R. Kelly tickets, full price R. Kelly tickets. And I was like, you bought R. Kelly tickets? And they're like, yeah, we bought R. Kelly tickets, front row tickets. I'm like, let me understand this fully. So to get back at R. Kelly and get your daughter back, you bought $500 full price R. Kelly ticket. Okay. All right. Continue with your story. Yeah. And then my mom, you know, had to shake her ass a bit to get on stage so R. Kelly would notice her. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
All right. Okay. I'm seeing where your daughter might have got it from. But continue. Like, yeah, and then R. Kelly pulled her on stage and she saw the daughter, and so she grabbed her and was just like, come on, and tried to like pull her off the stage, and security grabbed her, and then the son rushed up on stage and tried to fight the security, and everybody, and both of them were trying to fight security, and they're like, yeah, and we both tried to fight security and they both arrested us. We don't know why. I'm like, you don't know fucking why security arrested you? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's because you caused a fucking scene up on stage at the R. Kelly concert, you stupid fuckers. Could that be why? Might that be a reason? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of errors in all that stories, in all those stories.
Yeah, man.
But anyways, well, man, I think we're out of time, dog. We out of time.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of time. We had ran an errand. We told some stories.
Got some stuff done.
Had some crazy shit. I got to delete the pictures of these fucking weirdo from my phone.
Force kind of activates.
Yeah, they're like, hey, why do you got pictures of this random boy? And what? What are you talking about? They deleted.
No, I don't like dudes. I don't like dudes.
Well, that's it, man. Any last comments for the
show? Sure, nobody pees on you. Unless they gave you money. Then they can pee on you all they want. And unless you're 18, then they can pee on you. But those, all those requirements have to be met. Then it's fine.
There you go.
You know, if you're into being peed on. Fuck that.